Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. This time we're tackling the book of Joel.
Oh yeah, Joel.
Your
And
gut.
it's a good one.
It is. It's really interesting. We've got an excerpt from Dr. Marv Wilson's lecture series on the prophets to guide us.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And this book, Joel, it's one of those prophetic books that sometimes gets overlooked,
It does.
but
Yeah.
it's really captivating when you dig into it.
It is. I was surprised by how much it like grabbed me.
Yeah, and Dr. Wilson really brings it to life.
He does. He's got such a way with words. You know, he makes these ancient texts feel so immediate.
Yes, and he's got this incredible story about experiencing a locust plague
Oh,
firsthand
yeah, in
in
Ohio.
Ohio, of all
I
places.
know,
Who
right?
would have thought?
It's like something out of a movie.
I know, like state trucks out sanding the roads in July.
Because the locusts were making the asphalt so slippery.
Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy. It really makes you realize that these plagues weren't just like stories, you know.
Right.
They were real events with real consequences.
Absolutely. And it's that kind of visceral experience that Dr. Wilson uses to connect us to this idea of the day of the Lord.
Right, the day of the Lord, yeah.
Which, you know, I always thought of as like this far-off apocalyptic event.
Oh, yeah, fire, brimstone, the whole shebang.
Exactly. But Dr. Wilson, he points out that it's a lot more nuanced than that.
Yeah, Yon Yahweh, which is the Hebrew term for day of the Lord, it has all these layers of meaning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it could be a specific historical event, like a judgment on a nation.
Uh-huh.
But it also has this broader, more symbolic meaning.
Okay.
It points to God's ongoing intervention in history.
So it's not just about one giant end of the world scenario.
Exactly.
Okay, that's really
It's
interesting.
like a recurring motif, you know? And what's really fascinating is how Joel kind of challenges our tendency to think about judgment as something that only happens to other people.
Oh yeah, like it's always the other guy who's in trouble.
Exactly. But Joel's saying no judgment starts with us.
Okay, so we have this incredibly powerful image of the locust plague, which is both literal and symbolic of judgment.
Right.
But then there's this call to repentance woven throughout the book.
Yes.
So how does that fit into the whole day of the Lord idea?
Well, for the Israelites, the locust plague wasn't just bad luck. You know what I mean? They
Right.
saw it as a direct result of their turning away from God.
Uh-huh.
So the call to repentance is about acknowledging their role in the disaster
Okay.
and taking steps to repair their relationship with God.
That's interesting because we often think of repentance as just feeling bad about something.
Yeah, just guilt.
Right. But in Joel, it seems to be more about action.
Yes, it's about changing your behavior.
Okay.
And there's this amazing connection Dr. Wilson makes between Joel's call to repentance and Isaiah's critique of empty fasting.
Oh, right.
Remember how Isaiah says, "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke."
Yes, that's powerful.
It is.
It's a reminder that true repentance, it's not just about inward sorrow,
No.
it's about outward action.
Yes, it's about doing something to make things right.
Working for justice and mercy in the world.
Exactly.
Wow, that really puts a whole new spin on
It
things.
does, doesn't it?
So it's not enough to just say you're sorry.
Nope.
You have to actually do something to repair the
It's
damage.
about living differently.
Making things, right?
Yes.
So even with this judgment and this call to repentance,
Right.
there's still a sense of hope that Joel talks about.
There is. Yeah, even in the midst of all that devastation, Joel talks about this hope for restoration.
Okay.
He talks about the land being healed and the crops flourishing again.
So it's not just doom and gloom.
No, there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel.
Even with the day of the Lord.
Even with the day of the Lord, it's not just about punishment, you see.
Oh.
It's about God intervening in history.
Okay.
And that can mean judgment,
Right.
but it can also mean deliverance and renewal.
So it all depends on how people respond.
Exactly.
I see. I'm starting to understand how the day of the Lord can be both terrifying and exhilarating at the same time.
Right?
Terrifying because it forces us to confront our own shortcomings,
Right.
but exhilarating because it offers this possibility of a fresh start.
Exactly, a chance to get things right.
To realign ourselves with God.
Yes.
Okay, so if we think about the challenges we face today
Right.
and we apply this concept of many days of the Lord, what would repentance and restoration look like in our context?
That's a great question.
Like with climate change, for example, if that's our locust plague,
Okay.
does repentance involve changing our behaviors to protect the environment?
It very well could.
Okay.
It's about recognizing our role in these crises and taking action to make things right.
So it's not just about individual salvation or personal piety.
It's bigger than that.
It's about collective action.
It is. It's about working together to heal the brokenness of the world.
And that's what Joel's message becomes really relevant for us today.
Absolutely.
It's a call to engage with the world around us, to see how interconnected our actions are,
right,
and to recognize that our choices have consequences.
Yes, our choices matter.
This is making me rethink how we often compartmentalize our faith.
I know what you mean.
It's not just about what happens on Sunday morning.
Or in our personal prayer time.
Right. It's about how we live in the world.
Exactly.
How we treat each other.
Uh-huh.
How we care for creation.
All of it.
Joel reminds us that these seemingly separate spheres,
right,
our spiritual lives, our social lives, our relationship with nature,
yeah,
they're all interconnected.
They are.
It's about living with integrity and intentionality in every aspect of our lives.
It's a tall order.
It is challenging.
But it's also incredibly empowering,
yeah,
to think that we can make a difference.
If we believe that God is at work in history,
right,
even in the midst of chaos and crisis,
then we can't just sit on the sidelines.
We're called to participate in the story.
Yes.
To be agents of healing and restoration.
That's what it's all about.
That's a powerful takeaway from this deep dive into Joel.
It is. It's not just about understanding an ancient text.
It's about letting that text challenge us.
And reshape our perspective.
And inspire us to live differently.
To live better.
Yeah, there's so much depth to unpack in this book.
There is.
And Dr. Wilson really highlights how Joel uses vivid imagery to convey his message.
He does.
Like when he describes those locusts.
Oh, yeah.
You can almost hear the whirring of their wings.
And feel the ground crunching under their feet.
Exactly. He brings in this account from Van Lennep's Bible Lands.
Oh, yeah.
To illustrate the sheer scale of the devastation.
A burner of the land, he calls them.
Wow. It's a visceral image.
It is. It really sticks with you.
You realize that these plagues weren't just a minor inconvenience.
No, they were a force of nature.
They could completely transform a landscape.
In a matter of hours.
Yeah, it's no wonder the Israelites saw them as a sign of divine judgment.
That's right.
And I think that's what makes Joel so effective as a prophet.
Hmm.
He connects these apocalyptic images with these profound theological concepts.
Like judgment and repentance.
And ultimately hope.
Yes.
We've talked a lot about the daunting aspects of the day of the Lord.
Right, the judgment, the call to repentance.
But Dr. Wilson also talked about the future day of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't all fire and brimstone.
No, it wasn't. He pointed out that the future day of the Lord also includes spiritual blessings.
Okay.
Vindication for God's people.
Hmm.
And even judgment on their enemies.
It's not just about punishment then.
It's also about justice and restoration.
So there's a sense of ultimate hope.
There is.
Even beyond the immediate cycle of judgment and repentance.
Yes. The day of the Lord isn't just a single event.
Right.
It's a concept that unfolds throughout history.
It's like a thread running through time.
Exactly. Weaving together moments of judgment with moments of hope.
Leading towards a combination where God's purposes are finally realized.
Yes.
And in that sense, even something as devastating as a locust plague can be seen as part of a larger story.
A story that includes both brokenness and renewal.
It's a reminder that even when things seem hopeless,
right,
God is still working.
God is still moving.
Bringing about his purposes.
Even when we can't see the whole picture.
Dr. Wilson mentioned how Joel was speaking specifically to the southern kingdom of Judah.
He was.
But his message feels so universal.
It does, doesn't it?
Like it could apply to anyone, anywhere, anytime.
That's what's so remarkable about Joel.
He connects his specific historical context to these larger theological themes.
That transcend time and place.
He's talking about locusts and the day of the Lord.
But he's also talking about the human condition.
Our relationship with God.
Our capacity for both good and evil.
The hope of restoration.
All the big questions.
It's like he's tapping into something fundamental about the human experience.
Something that resonates with us no matter who we are or what we believe.
And that's the beauty of the Bible.
It is.
It speaks to us on so many different levels.
It's a historical document.
A literary masterpiece.
All roll into one.
Amazing, isn't it? It is. It's incredible to think that a book written thousands of years ago about a locust plague could still be so relevant for us today.
That's the power of a deep dive.
It allows us to uncover these hidden gems.
These timeless truths.
Just waiting to be discovered.
I love it.
Me too. Ugh, Dr. Wilson also talked about how the Day of the Lord connects to the Jewish festival of Pentecost.
He did, yes.
And I'm familiar with Pentecost from a Christian perspective.
Uh-huh.
But I'd love to hear more about the agricultural significance.
Well, Pentecost, or Shavuot in Hebrew, was originally an agricultural festival.
Okay.
It took place 7 weeks after Passover,
mm-hmm,
and marked the end of the barley harvest and the beginning of the wheat harvest.
So it was a time of celebration and thanksgiving.
Exactly, for the bounty of a land.
And Dr. Wilson links this festival to the Day of the Lord.
He does. Both involve God's intervention.
But in different ways.
Right.
So Pentecost is like a reminder that God is the source of our sustenance.
Yes, even amidst the uncertainty of nature.
That connection is really significant.
It is.
It shows how Joel weaves together all these different aspects of Israelite life.
Their faith, their agriculture, their history.
Their understanding of God.
That's all connected.
It's like a tapestry.
A tapestry with all these interconnected threads.
Creating this intricate picture.
That's what makes studying the prophets so rewarding.
You get to see the bigger picture.
Not just their words, but their world.
And how their message fits into the story of God's relationship with humanity.
Exactly.
Dr. Wilson mentioned how some people interpret Joel as being entirely eschatological.
Oh, yeah.
Focused only on predicting future events.
Right.
But he seemed to suggest it's more nuanced than that.
It is. Joel does use apocalyptic imagery and language.
Uh-huh.
But he's not just predicting the future. He's using those images to convey a deeper message about God.
About God's judgment and power.
And the hope of restoration.
So it's not about decoding a timeline. It's about understanding the spiritual realities behind those descriptions.
That's it.
So we're not trying to figure out when the world is going to end.
Or who the Antichrist is.
We're recognizing that God is at work in the world.
Even when things seem chaotic and unpredictable.
That's a really crucial message for us today.
It is. Especially when the world can feel like it's falling apart.
Yeah.
Joel reminds us that God is still in control.
And that even in the darkest times, there's always the possibility for repentance and renewal.
Always.
You know, it's amazing how Joel connects this one historical event, the locust plague,
right,
with these big universal themes that we're still dealing with today.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like he's giving us this roadmap for understanding.
It's like a lens.
Yeah, a lens to see.
To see the world.
The world and God's relationship with us.
Right? And that idea of the day of the Lord, it's not just some far-off event.
Right. It's happening now.
It's happening all the time.
These mini days of the Lord are all around us.
Exactly.
But we don't always recognize them.
We don't.
So how do we even see them?
Well, I think the first step is just being aware.
Okay.
Paying attention to what's going on in the world.
Like being more mindful.
Yeah. And listening for God's voice in the midst of it all.
Even when things are chaotic.
Especially when things are chaotic.
So maybe like climate change, political upheaval, social unrest. No. Maybe those are all echoes of the day of the Lord in a way.
It's possible.
Calling us to repent.
And to work towards healing.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. It could be overwhelming.
Yeah. Where do we even start?
I think it starts with just being present.
Okay.
Being grounded in the moment.
And paying attention to what's happening around us.
And then asking ourselves, what is God saying through this?
What is God asking of me?
Exactly.
That's where the real challenge is.
And the real beauty.
Yeah. It's not about finding easy answers.
Or escaping from the messiness of life.
It's about deepening our understanding.
Of ourselves, our world, and our relationship with God.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to chew on.
Me too.
I think I'm going to go back and read Joel again.
I think I will too. There's so much to uncover.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe we'll find our own mini days of the Lord happening right now.
Right under our noses.
The question is, how will we respond?
That is the question.
Well, thanks for joining us on this journey through Joel.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you learned something new.
And that you're feeling a little bit more hopeful.
Even in the face of all the challenges we face.
Because there's always hope.
Until next time.
See.